This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending April 9th. The Daily Spot Choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $214.80, which was $4.31 lower compared to the previous Friday, but about $20 lower in the last 3 weeks. There was 849 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was about 13% of the total volume. Early grilling season rallies have usually been more dependent on weather to continue, just like we saw in that setback in 2014. Comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $216.34, which was $3.82 lower. And there was 6,508 total loads sold, which was 192 loads higher than the previous week. And the formula sales were at 3,144 loads, which was exactly the same as last week, and about 48% of the total loads sold for the week. The exports that reported on this boxed beef report represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 736 loads, which was only 2 loads lower. 193 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 543 loads were shipped overseas. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,110 loads, which was 29 loads lower than last week. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round primals were both $3 lower, and the choice middle meats, which are the rib and loin, they were $4 to $6 lower this week. Ribs and loins normally do not collapse this time of the year and usually continue to enjoy a seasonal rally, but weather has been a very limiting factor for grilling in many areas during the past month. And the 50% trimmings, which are the single largest cut from the cutout, they jumped $56 the first 2 weeks in March, but lost $39 this past 3 weeks. However, we quite often see a short rally right before the ballpark and grilling season because of sausage and hot dog production, which is a very big supporter of these fattier trimming items. And the daily cow cutout and those 90% trimmings were both about steady compared to the previous Friday. The cow cutout was 173.28, and those 90% trimmings ended the week at 217.63 on Friday. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending April 2nd showed that week we passed for import 20,423 metric tons of fresh beef, which was almost 500 metric tons higher than the previous week, but 6,000 metric tons below last year. The year-to-date total tonnage was 12% below last year, and Australia was down 26%, and New Zealand was down 11% compared to last year, but Canada was up 5%, and Mexico was up 14%. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.